Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the soaking of the Breckman edition here during the 2021 fundraising marathon.
That's not what I would call this edition of the show.
Well, it's a week one 7 Second Delay fundraiser. Traditionally, I mean, in the Russian Orthodox.
But people can pledge. They don't need to soak someone. They don't need to hurt someone in order to help the station.
Hey, let me remind you about last week's program, if I may. Hopefully you'll be able to hear this, Andy. This is an excerpt from last week's episode of 7 Second Delay.
What were you writing?
Oh, excuse me for having a job.
Excuse me.
I know you're so filled with resentment at my success.
You're working with Lorne Michaels again, aren't you?
And your stupid listeners. Well, I have a couple projects going.
Me and my stupid listeners?
Do you remember that, Andy?
I think I specifically said your stupid listeners. I certainly would never say our stupid.
Oh, the stupid listeners who listen to my morning show.
Oh,
or all the course. Listeners excepting 7 Second Delay listeners. Is that what you meant?
Well, even some 7 Second Delay listeners, but the ones that tune in for me, there are some that tune in for you, I guess. And there was someone tuned in to me. It's not wrong to. Oh, I guess. Can I just say something and give me just a minute here?
I will.
A minute of your precious time.
In 1 second.
Oh no!
Again, aren't you?
And your stupid listeners.
Again.
No, Ken.
What?
Let me just talk about how. About. Let me just say something about forgiveness.
Okay.
If I may, again, a word or two.
Your stupid listeners.
Let me begin by saying that I spent a lot of this week soul searching.
Uh-huh.
Filled with regret,
right.
You know, and looking at myself, I think clearly for the first time.
Yeah,
and I've evolved. You know, I realize I've crossed a line. I realize I said some things that were hurtful to people.
Right,
and I want to take a moment here and apologize from the bottom of my heart. I said some very, very foolish things, and I was young. I thought it was only a week ago, but I was a younger man, and
very well.
And our listeners, I know they're so understanding, and they've always been able to give people the benefit of the doubt. That's why we love them. That's why you and I love them. So why don't we just move past all this? I don't think we need to soak me this week.
I think we do.
I think you said that the marathon's going quite well.
Well, it's going quite well, but the problem is we have no telephones. So, you know,
you don't need to soak anyone.
The calls...
You don't need to hurt someone.
You agreed to this. What is this pretense that we're not going to soak you? You agreed to this. Hey, Andy.
Oh, Ken.
Some people.
And I regret. I know all year long I've been signing off saying obey your husband and things like that, and
calling the listeners stupid.
And I know, you know, even I realize now, even though we men have our brains are 5% larger, our cranial capacity, it doesn't mean women can't contribute to society. You know, doesn't mean they're not smart. I never would say that.
So the question is, because we generally have no phones, although we do have the skeleton crew in the phone room tonight. So if you want to call 800-989.
Well, no one's going to call.
9368.
I've apologized. It's over.
No, I think people are going to call. Somebody pledged, Andy. Ross in Sussex, New Jersey says,
yeah.
Ken and Andy, you guys make me laugh sometimes.
Well, everything makes you laugh sometimes. That's so funny.
Hey, thank you, Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
That was a nice
Wait,
pledge.
Thank you, Ross, for not soaking me. Ross is the stand-up kind of listener that I support, that I embrace.
Look,
I'm proud of.
We have no phones tonight, so I think it should be like an 8-minute long soak.
Oh, come on now.
Because we're limited. We're limited to, you know, just the web. Just the web. It's not like it's a phone call. The majority of soaking money usually comes in over that 800 number.
Oh, this is kind of interesting. So people in a car or something, they can't call.
Well, we do have the skeleton crew, you know, Matt and Olivia. Michelle with 1L, Joe Magasco, Scott Williams, they are going to be on the phones at 800-989-9368. But that's only five people, and we have 10 phones. So we
now wait. Will you give me this? All right, I'll give you a soaking. But will you agree to this? People can select to soak you, and you will adhere to that as well.
Fine.
Okay, so fine. they can designate a canned Friedman soak.
Whatever. How often does that happen?
Well, it almost... you must have stepped on some toes this year.
Hey, Anna, A.M.
I wish this was broadcast. People could have seen you do that show in May in blackface.
I did no such thing.
Very offensive, in my opinion. I know. I know some people found it funny. My opinion, very offensive.
I did no such thing. There was never a show done in blackface. In fact, Andy, we did a car parade in May. Remember the car parade?
Did we do any shows worthwhile this year at all?
Of course we did. We've had a good run.
We have. Oh, I can't even remember what we did last week.
I can't remember that either. But that doesn't mean we haven't done some good shows.
Last week, I remember last week, you were doing an impression of me on the air. When you were calling listeners stupid, you were doing your Andy Breckman impression.
You're lucky. Some people are pledging even before the soaking.
Yes, that's how you do it.
The soaking starts.
You show your love.
The soaking starts in 5 minutes, everybody.
No, wait. Let's just get the ground rules. They can soak you.
Right.
We're gonna soak for like our standard. What did we do? 120 seconds.
Standard 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
And that's without half the phones. Come on.
All right. 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy, people. Have mercy, people.
Hey, Charles in Quebec says, I tune in for Andy.
That's how you do it. Come
Thank
on,
you, Charles.
People. Hey, husbands, let me talk to the husbands and boyfriends out there.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Take your girlfriends and wives' phones away right now. Just for 10 minutes. Make them just confiscate their phones.
Because they answer to their husbands and boyfriends. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I used to say before I evolved.
Yeah.
Oh, you're tricky.
Yeah.
You're a sly one.
Okay. So the best way to soak Andy, or me, of course, beginning in about 4 minutes, is to get the web pledge page up. Don't fill anything in yet. It'll be time-stamped from the moment you begin your pledge. And we're 4 minutes away.
And we have... I'm going to match... Dollar for dollar, any pledge made during that time frame, but not before or after. If
Correct.
You love your station, people can love the station and love me, and you can show your love by hitting the pause button.
Well,
I'd love to receive your pledge in 10 minutes.
Well, theoretically, people can love you and love the station at the same time. I mean, anything's possible.
It's a Venn diagram. I can't picture it either, frankly.
Yeah.
How can anyone love the station and love me?
Yeah, it is. It's a little hard to imagine.
It is.
Yeah.
Where do those two circles intersect? Probably
in Tenafly.
The Beach Boys.
Yes. Yes, the that's true. Boys. That is where they intersect.
Exactly.
3 minutes to soak. 3 minutes to soak. We do have people on the first five phones at 800-989-9368, but you are
wait, you
way...
Have your, wait, you have winged monkeys there? Okay, but the winged monkeys in the phone room, they have to really take the timestamp seriously.
Right, absolutely.
And at the four-minute mark, they have to be honest and not add any more pledges.
Yeah,
this is horrible.
Yeah, no
Why
problem.
People? Why? Why? Because I've had some success. That's why.
Well, you've had some success. And
that's you... why. That's why. Because I work for a living. Because I made my own luck.
I'm not. That's not really it, Andy.
Because I bet on myself in my life. And I won to some extent.
No, the best example of why people want to soak you is this clip from last week's program.
What were you writing?
Excuse me for having a job.
You're still...
I know you're so filled with resentment at my success.
You're working with Lorne Michaels again, all right?
You and your stupid listeners. Well, I have a couple projects going.
Me?
Yeah, you and your stupid listeners.
Oh, you're the worst. You're an example of the worst of this current climate. I make one slip of the tongue. And that's what you're just focusing on.
Oh, you're trying to make it like
I didn't mean to say stupid.
Yeah. Oh, finally, Andy Breckwin's getting held to account. And it's unfair. Oh, it's unfair for Andy to be held to account by his own words.
I meant to say you and I both know I meant to say fabulous. And it just came out wrong.
It came out stupid.
I mispronounced it.
Yeah. Hey, George from Randolph, New Jersey, loved you interviewing me on 7 Second Delay.
There you go.
Couple of years ago. Thank you, George.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wait, what else did we do this year?
Oh, we helped to catch the Capitol riot insurrectionists, if you recall.
Oh, that was a good show.
Yeah.
Okay, that
I think
was good.
We did actually make some headway on one person from their hat.
I know. Well, but it turns out the FBI was a couple steps ahead of us.
Yeah. And let's see.
That was a good show. That was good.
Yeah, we had the...
I will say this in our favor about this year.
Yeah.
I don't think I missed many shows this year. I mean, because I was Skyping in.
Right. Hey, 20 seconds to soak. 20 seconds.
No.
The phone number is going to be 800-989-9368. And
you're talking to a new man.
The web...
You're talking to a new sensitive, open-hearted, open-minded man.
And 10, 9,
oh, 8, God.
7, 6,
you,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the soaking begin! 800-989-9368. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, phones. What is that, phones?
Yeah, that's phones. That's a real phone.
You know what I can do? I can start cursing.
WFMU.org.
Started cursing, you'd have to go off the air.
No, I just cut you off and keep pitching myself. WFMU.org is the web pledge address. Any pledge made between now and about 3.5 minutes from now, Andy Breckman will match out of his pocket. Of course, yeah, you can soak other people as well, but mainly it's Andy Breckman. Mainly,
you can just wait, or you can just hit the pause button. You love the station. You can show that love in 5 minutes. We'd be happy to receive your pledge in 5 minutes. And I also remind...
But right now, it gets doubled. Right now, you're matching it. Let's just remind our listeners about...
Yeah, that's true. Andy, okay, but I also want to remind our listeners that before the show, Ken told me that the marathon was doing very well. He was on or ahead of schedule.
No, I never said on or ahead of schedule. I said very well, considering that we don't have phones. I think that's what I said, considering that there's no volunteers. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the web address. This is the annual soaking of the Breckman. You have to get your web pledge in now at WFMU.org. We have the skeleton crew in the phone room. 800-989-9368. But the more effective way to soak Andy is to get on the web right now, WFMU.org, choose 7 Second Delay, and get your web pledge in right now at WFMU.org.
You can also soak my erstwhile co-host, Ken Friedman. You can soak anybody. Well, I guess you can't soak anybody.
No, you can soak me or you. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Well, I hope our boyfriends and husbands listen to my clarion call.
Oh, because
I hope they hit those phones.
Because
good.
Women, because women are subservient to men. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Let me just talk to the husbands and boyfriends out there. Turn off the ringer before you hide the phone. Otherwise, they can.
2 minutes left. 2 minutes left. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the web address. And people are going to be bringing in these wonderful soaking Andy pledges into me. We have a minute and a half to go. WFMU.org. Get it in. As long as you start it now, it'll be time stamped for the soak period. But you have to start it now. 800-989-9368.
I kind of really do resent how happy this makes you. I would never feel this good if you were in pain, if you were bleeding.
I don't know about.
If I saw you on the street bleeding, I wouldn't do a little prospector jig around the body.
You do a little hoedown.
You're doing the equivalent of a prospector jig, a little cowboy dance.
I think that's pretty reductive. I don't think that's what's going on at all.
Oh, if I knew what reductive meant, you'd be in real trouble. I'm going to look that up later. Don't think I won't.
We have a minute and a half to go.
Dear God, it never ends.
No, it never ends. Oh,
wait, God. Wait. I am not even looking over your shoulder. I'm not even there to make sure you're timing it correctly.
Oh, I'm being honest. I promise.
Okay, so that number is 800-989.
Yeah. 9368. No, 9368. 800-989-9368. More importantly, the web pledge address is WFMU.org, and you have 1 minute left. You have to start your web pledge right now. Get over there at WFMU.org. Choose 7 second delay.
Or WFMU.com.
No, there is no. No.
That would work fine.
No, it doesn't work at all. WFMU.
.com is the default.
No, WFMU.org. Andy just renovated his kitchen, just the kitchen, mind you, for $1 million.
That was so untrue.
That was a couple of years ago.
That's untrue and unfair.
And I believe that, you know, in 2021 dollars, I think it was a $1.3 million renovation.
Where the hell are you getting this? That's so, why? That's just not fair.
Oh, you have to work in inflation. What's the point of saying how much you spent in, you know, 2015?
It's WFNU.com.
800-989-9368. As long as the phone rings and we have about 15 seconds left, WFMU.org. You got to get on. You got to get in.
Or .com.
No,
or
not com. Dot. No. Squatters took WFMU.com.
Did they?
Yeah, 5 seconds left.
What are they asking for it?
They started off asking 3,000. That was many years ago. At this point, they're asking much more than that. Okay.
Why don't you ask me to pay for it? Why don't you try to lean on me? You do it every year anyway.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The soaking of the Breckman is complete.
You can go to hell.
And we're just waiting for all those many soaking cards to come in here. This is the 2021 WFMU Fundraising Marathon.
Oh, I don't even want to know the number.
Oh!
Wait, it can't be as big as last year.
Thank you, Morph! A mouse pledge in full to Soak Andy!
Oh, Jesus!
And thank you to James in New York City. A Y3K pledge to Soak Andy!
Go to hell, all of you. That just stinks.
Oh, and let's see what else is going on. Let me catch up here while I wait for some of the cards to come in. Alexander in Salt Lake City called to play.
Is it as bad as last year? Just tell me, man.
I can't tell you yet. I'm just waiting.
Jesus.
Waiting for the cards to arrive here. The phone number is 800-989-9368. And the web pledge.
That's how my fans say thank you.
And the web pledge address is WFMU.org. And Annalise, Andy, from Catskills, New York, says, this is inspired because Andy told her to go to hell. You told her to go to hell.
Hell's not the worst place you can go. Have you been to Atlantic City lately?
Yeah, I was there with you.
Yeah,
we almost got arrested.
Yeah, we fantasized about going to hell while we were there.
Dan from Summit, Soakin' Andy. William,
oh, no.
William from Oak Ridge, Soakin' Andy. Wow,
oh,
very generous
no.
pledge from William. Peter in Dover, NJ, the soaking on top of his swag for life. Our friend Pam from San Francisco.
Oh, not Pam.
Yes, Pam, even Pam.
Not Pam. Et tu, Pamela.
Alex in Scotch Plains, thank you very much.
Go to hell.
James in Brooklyn.
Go to hell, James.
Paul in Wurtsboro.
Oh, dear God.
Loves Sue. Okay, Larry in Brooklyn loves Sue, hates Andy. So can you. Max and Bill, our old pals. Oh, a very generous Soak Andy pledge.
Screw you both.
Fredericks in Port Richey, VA. Another very generous pledge. Spike from East Orange.
Oh, he can go to hell,
too. Up in his pledge. He says go to hell to you.
What? Oh, he's good. Yeah, saw me coming.
That cancels out your go to hell.
A little verbal jujitsu.
And Charles from South Carolina, a very generous pledge.
Well, I'm glad there's lots of room in hell for all of you.
Dave, and hey, do we want to introduce the next, while we're tabulating all this and
yeah.
thinking, maybe we should introduce the follow-up self-destructive concept that we came up with. What
we
do you
should
think?
Have begun with this. There's no reason to have done the soaking. We have this other great concept.
It's not so great. It's just stupid. It's really like, man.
Oh, now you throw that word stupid around pretty lightly.
Oh, I'm not applying it to a person.
Well, I thought of it. You're calling me stupid.
Not at all. Peter in the UK. Dante in Las Vegas. Thanks, WFMU, for endless entertainment during the zombie apocalypse. Noel in North Carolina.
Great.
Thank you, Ken. Now I can buy $20 more worth of weed because he soaked you.
Oh, that's right. He soaked. Right. He pledged a little less than he would have.
Our old pal Mike from the Bat Cave in Newport, Virginia. Thank you, Mike, and everybody down there at the Bat Ranch.
Oh, good. I know they're good friends of yours.
Yeah. Teresa in L.A. Soak, please, from Hopi. Hopi Sock Monkey.
Screw you. I guess Teresa's boyfriend didn't hide her phone well enough.
I think he left the ringer on by mistake. You should have emphasized that more.
Or take the battery out.
Yeah.
There's ways to trace the phone.
James in Woodstock, New York. This is for the soaking of the Andy. Mini Glistener James is chipping in her tooth fairy money to stick it to Andy.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Ivan in Toronto says...
Oh, no. That just hurts even more.
Ivan says, who's stupid now?
My answer?
John K., our old pal. Y3K pledge in full. All right.
Oh, come on.
Rudy
I have to match that.
Rudy and Amherst.
Right.
JV from Washington, D.C.
Okay, that's the end of the list. Thank you all.
No. There's
that's
Chris.
That's the end of the list.
Chris from California. A Wendy Zonzon from Detroit, Michigan, sticking it to the Breckman.
Screw you both.
Hey, have you noticed what I haven't come across yet, Andy?
I don't want to talk about it.
A single pledge that soaked me. Usually, most years, there's a couple of people who soak me.
Well, that's nothing to be proud of. You have no effect whatsoever on people. You just don't. You think that's something to be proud of, that people don't get mad at you?
Ignacio from Santiago, Chile.
The cellophane man. The invisible man.
Oh, our old pal Randy. Thank you, Randy, from Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Frank
from Pittsburgh. This is what you get, Andy, for even thinking about killing his cat, you bald bastard. Do you remember that when you were joking about killing Frank's cat?
No.
Do you remember that?
I'm not surprised Frank remembered.
Joshua from Hoboken, very generous.
Thank
you very much.
Thank God.
From Eden, New York.
Joshua.
Elizabeth from Ridgewood, thank you.
All right, well, that's the end of the list. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Sharon from L.A. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Sharon from L.A., very generous.
You're all very lucky. They've built a new Marriott Inn in hell.
Yeah, what have they got there?
They've got, well, it looks like any other Marriott Inn, but it's in hell.
Do they have a wave pool?
Yeah, what about your wave pool? Oh, I should have gone there.
Christopher in Silver Spring. Bob in Oak Ridge, thank you.
Wait, are these still, hold on, Ken, are these still
these are all still soakings, yes.
They are?
Yes.
They're legitimately timestamped.
Yes. They are legitimately timestamped. Thank you, Bruce from Nashville. Molly from Somerville, Mass.
Okay, thank you, Molly. Go to hell, Molly. Now that's the end of the list.
And Molly from Somerville, Mass. Is donating to secure the future of WFMU for Nadia the intern, whose birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Nadia. And Oscar in Somerville, Mass. Jason in Brooklyn says, I'll take one sopping wet Andy Breckman man, please. And Madeline... Madeline,
we never even mentioned our great our premium this year.
Oh, hey, Nadia just pledged. Thank you, Nadia.
And we worked so hard on our premium.
Well, we didn't work hard on it, but Alex worked hard on it. Thank you, Nadia. And Chris in Brooklyn. All right, that's it, Andy. That's all the soaking pledges. And now for the last half hour of the show, if you pledge $50 or more, you can choose a new name for 7 Second Delay. And in half an hour, we're going to randomly choose one of those pledges and rename the show for an entire year.
Right. So if you pledge $50, along with your pledge, just list your suggestion for the new name.
But bear in mind, it has to be something we can say on the air. Michelle with one L is in the phone room. Seems a little quiet in there now.
It is a little quiet, but we did take a lot of pledges to soak Andy. And he hasn't offended anyone at all tonight, so.
He hasn't?
Best behavior.
Right?
Hey, Michelle, how are you, Michelle?
I'm tired, but I'm well.
I'm more tired than you.
Prove it.
From 1 to 10, how tired are you?
I'm not doing this.
Yeah. How tired are you?
How tired are you, Andy, from 1 to 10?
I'm a 10.
Oh,
Michelle wins.
Again.
Right, Michelle wins.
Okay. I can't believe you're letting your show name change.
I know. Jeremiah, our assistant producer, said, this seems kind of rash.
This is insane.
Yeah, I don't think you should do that in half an hour. It's a very...
Hey, kind of rash is not a bad name. Put that on the list.
Well, you have to pledge $50 if you would like.
I think I've just pledged $50, you son of a bitch.
I'd like to see you pledge $50.
Oh, screw you.
Okay, hey, put Andy Breckman down for another $50.
Another $50?
Another $50 for Andy Breckman.
No. There we go.
No. I didn't just pledge $50 more.
The computer says you did.
No. No.
And you want it to be called Kind of Rash?
Wait, I'm not done yet. No. Hey, wait, we work so hard on a great premium. Anyone that pledges $75 or more gets our
COVID mask. Our COVID mask.
That we designed ourselves. It's a real mask. It's a three-layered cloth mask. It's a real thing.
I like how Andy says we
designed it ourselves.
We designed it ourselves. He gave me like a cocktail napkin sketch. Thank you, listener Alex, for designing it.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. It is actually beautiful. It has pictures of me and Ken, and then it says Andy. And then it has a picture of the COVID virus ball. And then underneath it says equally contagious.
Yes.
Hilarious.
So yes.
That's our COVID mask, and it's a three-layer cloth mask. It's a real grown-up mask you can wear into Target. Not just Target, Walmart.
Hey, Michelle, has anybody pledged?
Hold on, Ken.
Yeah.
Not just Target or Walmart.
Right.
Wawa. You can go into Wawa store.
You can.
Quick check.
You can go into a Waffle Hut.
Hold on. I have the whole list here.
Go on.
Hold on. I have Target.
Okay.
Walmart.
Very
did
good.
Did I say Wawa?
You said Wawa. Uh-huh.
Quick check. And
yep.
Did you say Waffle Hut?
I said Waffle House or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. I'm sure there are more institutions.
There's
it's a real COVID mask.
Chick-fil-A. Stuckey's.
Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers. Applebee's.
Why don't we just say it's a legitimate COVID mask?
Right. It's an N95 mask.
Yeah. And it has your picture and my picture. And then it says the word and then it has the virus, little ball of the virus. And then underneath it says, equally contagious. It's a work of art. It's beautiful. And you can see it on the website, right, Uncle Ken?
You can.
And anybody that pledges also gets the punchline to our joke this year.
Oh, what is the joke?
Well, it's a riddle, and I will reveal the answer to the riddle, the punchline, at the end of the show, but only to people that have pledged.
How are you going to do that?
Well, we will ask non-pledgers to either turn off the radio briefly or just turn the volume down.
Okay, so it's honor system.
Yeah, honestly. Well, you got to have faith in people, Ken.
Okay. And Michelle, has anybody pledged $50 or more with a suggestion on what we should rename the show?
Not yet.
Not yet. Not a single one.
Perfect. Oh, wait. Well, there might be one back there on the copier. Hold on.
Okay. Not a single one.
Give the phone number again.
We still do have people in the phone room. The phone number is 800-989-9368. Olivia's in there. Big Maddie Warwick's in there. Michelle with one L. But you can pledge on WFMU.org.
This is a giant pledge, but there's no note about it.
Holy cow! That is a giant pledge. Eric from Madison, you've outdone yourself.
Wait, but Eric waited until the soaking was over.
Yeah, he did, but it's a monster.
Eric, you are my first hug. When this pandemic's over, I'm hugging you, brother.
How does he get out of that?
you'd have to pledge more.
Okay.
Not to be hugged.
Eric, if you pledge another $50, you can be released from the hug.
800-989-9268. We want to hear your suggestion. We're going to change the name of our show to whatever you suggest, or you could be in the running at least. Now are we gonna pick that name randomly from all the suggestions?
Yes, but it has to be something that we can say on the air.
And if you do it online, it will be much faster. WFMU.org
right.
to pledge.
And here's the riddle. Here's today's riddle.
Okay.
What is the difference between Bonnie and Clyde and a WFMU DJ?
Huh. What is it?
Well, you'll find out at the end of the show if you pledge.
I just rewatched Bonnie. I just watched Bonnie and Clyde actually for the first time in my life.
Well, then oh, okay. Then did you enjoy it?
I did, but I couldn't figure out what was the difference between Bonnie and Clyde. Seemed just like WFMU DJs.
It's uncanny.
Now there is a difference, and you'll learn in 25 minutes when I reveal it, but only to people that have pledged.
Because Clyde wasn't a lover boy, and WFMU DJs aren't lover boys.
Wasn't nothing wrong with him. It's not like he liked boys or anything.
No.
He just never went in for that sort of thing.
Right. He's just no lover boy.
Yeah. But you got to admit this. Bonnie could sure write a beautiful poem. Thanks
so much. Yeah. Oh, man. Faye Dunaway was so great in that.
Yeah.
WFMU.org is the web pledge address, and 800-989-9368 is where you can pledge $50 and give us the name of the show. In 25 minutes, we're going to be renaming this show for an entire year. And there's zero interest in this.
I've got one. You want me to run it in there?
Yeah.
I'm scared. What if it's the only suggestion and it sucks?
Then we have to go with it.
We do.
Yeah, Jeremiah tried to warn us against this.
You're going
to
love this one.
Oh, no. I've never been more frightened in my life.
But don't forget, any proposed new name for the show has to be readable over the air. All right. Do we know who Randy is? Randy. Okay, Randy B. Here's the first name, Andy. The first.
Yeah.
Pop quiz.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the name of the show. That's horrible.
That's the name of the show.
That's going to be the name of our show for a year?
Right now, that's the name of the show because that's the only one we got.
But if we get just one or two others, it still might be the name of the show.
Right.
It'll be chosen randomly.
Oh, God. That would be horrible if it was called Pop Quiz.
It would be.
If you pledge $50 or more right now at WFMU.org or 800-989-9368, you get to choose a potential new name for 7 Second Delay, a name we will have to live with, announce on the air, publish on the website and on the apps for the next year. And
it'll
right
be,
now,
it'll be on the schedule. You also get our COVID ready M95 mask with our picture on it.
Right. If you would like
our new little slogan.
If you would like to wear Andy's face over your nose and mouth, this is the perfect mask for you.
Well, it's your face too. It's our faces, and then it says the word "and." It's beautiful. And then there's the COVID ball, and then underneath it says "equally contagious." I'm very proud of it.
Okay, Eric from Madison, Wisconsin, outdoing himself even more in order to be released from Andy's hug. Eric from Madison, you are officially released from the hug. And Eric's suggestion for the show name is the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Oh, God. Oh,
so right
God.
Right now it's between...
Something impossible. He made me wish for Pop Quiz.
Right now it's between the Fuzzy Glove Hour and Pop Quiz. $50.
Oh, my God. These are terrible names.
Oh, my God. This one's diabolical. Zach from Brooklyn says, rename 7 Second Delay, Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon with Andy and Ken.
Wait, how are you choosing?
It's just going to be out of a hat.
Or do you just choose out of a hat?
No, I'm hiring Gaylord Fields to use his random number generator.
Oh, perfect.
He has one, you know.
I heard his is the best.
It is the best. It's very large.
Yeah, and I heard it always comes up 11.
Dieter from Brooklyn says, I would like Andy to know that I would not, nor could I ever, soak a comedy genius like Ken. Thank you, Dieter.
Now, there's a listener that we can agree is fantastic.
I agree, Dieter.
Thank you, Dieter. And everybody gets the punchline to our joke. What is the difference between Bonnie and Clyde and a WFMU DJ?
I'm racking my brain. I can't think what it is.
You know who you are to me? You're C.W. Moss. You betrayed the gang. That's who you are to me. You're Michael J. Pollard.
Yeah, but I didn't.
You and your 4 minute soaking.
But he didn't really.
That's something C.W. Moss would do.
Ah, but C.W. Moss, did he really? He didn't really betray the mob.
Did he turned? He went. He told his dad.
He told his dad. His dad's the one who betrayed the mob. He just told his dad.
But C.W. Moss could have warned him. His dad said, "I wouldn't go to town tomorrow if I were you."
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's what I'm going to call you. For 1 year, that's my new name for you.
I can't believe this. We only have two possible names for the show right now.
They're both horrible.
And they're both really bad. In the next 20 minutes, if you pledge $50 or more, you get to choose a new name for a seven-second delay. And right before the end of the show, we're going to choose one. And right now, the only two possible names of the show are... Oh, sorry, we got three. The Fuzzy Glove Hour, Pop Quiz...
Oh, no.
And Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And that is different than what the morning show is called, because officially the morning show is called Wake with Clay Pigeon.
No one cares. Yeah. There's no difference.
No, it's really different. So
I'd rather call the show There's No Difference.
You don't get to choose, Andy, unless you want to donate another $50.
I'm dry. This bone, you've cut to the bone.
And oh,
then
right.
You cut into the bone.
Here's a new one, Andy. This one makes less sense than any of the previous three.
Oh, God.
Pat in Washington, D.C. wants the show to be called I Want Kendi.
I love it.
I Want Kendi.
Well, it makes me laugh. It's a horrible name for the show. But thank
yes,
you for your play.
Yes, it is.
800-989-9368. We're renaming our show for 1 year. We're going to pick... a name out of the hat from all the contestants, all the submissions.
And right now we only have four possibilities.
But you also get, for $75, you get our COVID mask.
It's an N96 mask.
Wait. Yeah, those N95s, I don't trust them either, Kenny.
Those suck.
Kenny, how can I see a picture of the mask?
It's very hard, Andy. You're going to have to... go
I'm on
to
a computer. I'm on.
Okay, you have to go to the World Wide Web.
I got it. I'm on. I have my mouse.
Okay, then go to WFMU.org.
I did. Okay, but seriously, then what?
And then go to Playlist and Comments.
Wait, hold on. Yep, got
and
it.
And then you will see it there on that page.
Nope, I don't.
What does it say at the top of the page?
It says, listen now. 7 second delay with Andy and Ken. Right.
Scroll down.
Scroll down, my friend.
You scroll down, sweetheart.
Okay, here's another one from Dean.
I'd like to make you scroll down, honey.
Whoa.
Whoa, Andy. This one's not very nice. Dean from Old Bridge wants the show to be called The Ken and Bozo Show.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see how you wouldn't have too big a problem with that.
Charles from Quebec, Canada.
Wait, is that really a submission?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Every pledge of $50, you get to choose a new name for the show, and we will live with one of these for a year.
And you get a shirt and a sticker, because there's amazing swag this year that you can get as well. So you won't go away empty-handed.
Wait, Kenny, I'm not kidding. There's no picture of this mask.
Yes, there is.
No, Kenny.
What page
are you
on?
You go seven.
Wait, hold on. You said the World Wide Web.
The World Wide Web, not the Madison.
I'm on it.
Not the Madison, New Jersey web.
Okay, I'm on it. I see Marathon Time.
Right.
Seriously, it's not on. You should look.
Go to WFMU.org, click where it says Playlist and Comments.
Oh, click on that.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, click on that. Oh, there's me in a washing machine.
Yeah.
Being soaked.
Right.
Oh, and then there's the mask.
Yeah,
oh,
there you go.
No, he did it wrong. No, that's not a good, that's not the right.
That's a mock-up, Andy. Please.
No,
Charles wants the show to be called Quiz Pop. And Jim from Jersey City suggests Wiener Time.
Wow.
These are
Wiener Time.
Wiener Time. I could live with that.
I can't live with any of these.
The Ken and Bozo Show.
I want Kendi.
I Want Kendi. Pop Quiz. Quiz Pop. Fuzzy Glove Hour. Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon, and Wiener Time. Wiener Time is definitely the winner. No, we're choosing randomly.
They're horrible.
We're choosing randomly.
They're all equally horrible.
You're not going to find some way to get out of it, are you?
Andy, here's one that you'll like a lot.
Yeah.
This is from Garrett in Wanamassa.
Thank you for your pledge.
Andy's Burgers.
Andy's Burgers with Andy and Ken?
Oh, my God. Alan in Salt Lake City is a genius.
What is it?
He wants the new name for 7-second delay to be Abolish All Private Property. Oh, my God. Will somebody please pledge $50 and suggest the Truth to Power Hour? Oh, that would make Andy so mad.
It would be so horrible. It would be so horrible. It's a show I would never listen to, and it's my show.
And Ed from Accord, New York, I think he's suggesting this for the name of the show. Andy's Stupid Listeners for the show name.
Andy's Stupid Listeners or the show name?
Yeah, Andy's Stupid Listeners show. Oh, I see.
Andy's Stupid Listeners.
Oh, I see. He wants the show to be called Andy's Stupid Listeners. Oh, my God, Andy, there's a Josh from South Orange, New Jersey, whose last name is remarkably similar to your own.
And oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Et tu, my son, my own flesh and blood.
He wants the show to be called Wait, Wait, Please Tell Me.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's the worst hour of radio in the world.
Oh, isn't it?
No, don't do that to
me. Isn't it? Oh, man, I'm with you on that. I can't stand that show.
Did you ever hear how they pumped up the audience laughter on that show?
No. You mean they're using a laugh track or something?
Oh, my God. Well, every time somebody coughs, you just hear,
I know. Well, that's a problem with NPR, and that's a problem with podcasts, is that there's so much unfunny stuff that gets huge laughs. It's really weird.
Well, it's just so artificial. But I love my son, but we don't love that name.
Yeah, Wait, Wait, Please Tell Me. And Peter in Brooklyn wants the show to be called Go to Hell. Go to Hell. That's great.
Go to Hell I could maybe live with.
Aaron in Minnesota. Thank you, Aaron. Big fan of the show, big friend of the show. Wants to rename the show Jeremiah's Happiness Hut. Don't forget, we have 15 minutes left. $50 or more, you get to choose a new name for the show. And just before 7 o'clock, we're going to randomly pick one of these names. $50 at WFMU.org or 800-989-9368.
$75 gets you the COVID mask.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The genuine 3-ply COVID mask. You get the punchline to our riddle. What is the difference between Bonnie and Clyde and the WFMU DJ? Wait, no, what are you laughing at? I'm scared to ask.
We forgot that we were joking about renaming the show the Enema Boys. So JV from Washington.
Oh, no. No.
JC no! From Mount Pleasant suggests the Enema Boys with Ken and Andy. And David from Brooklyn says none more blech. Is that?
Oh, no. 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 Oh. Oh, it gets worse and worse.
Mark in New York suggests the name 5-Minute Delay. Now we got some good names to choose from.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. The Enema Boys? Come on.
There's only one good name. What are the odds now? We have 20 submissions?
Not quite.
There's only one good name. Go to Hell is the only one we can live with.
Oh, no. Andy, we're randomly picking one of these in about 10 minutes. So if you have any names for the show, we are going to live with the new name for a year. You're going to hear us announce it every week. It's going to be on the website. It's going to be on the app. It is going to be the new name of the show for a full year until next year's marathon. But you got to pledge $50 and suggest a name. And
the
then we're
longest
gonna...
year, the longest year of my life.
Well, do you remember when the show was called Happiness Hut?
No.
Yeah, we called it Happiness Hut for, I think, a good 3 or 4 months there.
Ken, we spent the first 5 minutes of this week's show trying to remember last week's show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember when it was called Happiness Hut. And I think we had another name of the show at one point.
Well, I could live with Happiness Hut.
Can you live with...
Don't...
Can you live with Jeremiah's happiness hut?
Reluctantly.
Oh, man. Come on. Somebody call in, pledge $50, and suggest the Truth to Power Hour.
That would be the worst.
You hear
would
that?
Would you ever listen to a show called Truth to Power Hour?
If it was you and me, I would.
I would get a big screwdriver and pry the radio out of the car and leave it at the curb.
Maybe a couple of people can pledge $50 or more and suggest the Truth to Power Hour, because that'll increase the odds that that'll become the show's name.
Oh, I see. Like dropping a couple of tickets into the into a basket.
Andy's Burgers. Here are some of the names. Wiener Time.
No.
Quiz Pop. I Want Candy.
No.
That's the best one.
Pop.
No.
Quiz. The Fuzzy Glove Hour.
No.
Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon. 5 minute delay.
Okay. No.
The Enema Boys.
Oh no.
Oh my God. No. Wait a second. Andy, this is terrible news. The Truth to Power Hour is already a real show on WBAI.
That makes it sort of okay. We could call it the Real Truth to Power Hour.
Wait, no, that BAI show is not called the Truth to Power Hour. It's the Sojourner Truth Hour or something like that. I don't think it's called Truth to Power. The Enema Boys with Ken and Andy. Jeremiah's Happiness Hut. Go to hell.
That'd be bad.
We got to get some more entries, please. Yeah. $50 or more, you can suggest the name for 7 second delay, which they will have to use for a year. Go to WFMU.org and pledge. It's our annual fundraiser, and we need this money badly.
800-989-9368. We only have another 10 minutes for you to call. The skeleton crew is in the phone room. Michelle with 1L, Olivia, Big Maddie Warwick, Joe Surface, Noise Magasco. So now's your chance to call after this show. The phones get shut down again. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the web address. And we have some fresh new entries here.
I'm not happy.
George wants it to be called Railroad Bill and Ken the Conductor.
Looks like a lame kid show.
Jeff wants it to be called Low Tone Baloney.
Oh, that's terrible.
Bryant in Toronto says, an evening with Garrison Keillor with Ken and Andy.
Oh, God, what if he wins?
Oh, Adam had a suggestion, but he didn't pledge enough, so I'll put this in the other pile. He wanted it to be called 7 Second Dismay, which is really good.
Yeah, it is good.
Eric from Madison with another gigantic pledge.
What?
And he has another name of the show. Mission to Masturbation.
That's amazing.
No. I have kids. I have young kids.
Oh, well, wait till you hear the next one, Andy. Because there is something worse than being a masturbator.
No, Ken.
And that's being a racist, Andy. And Dave in Burlington, Vermont suggests that we call the show the Mildly Racist Hour.
That would be the worst. Although, I bet our listenership would, like, triple.
Oh, yeah, it would. Yeah, we'd get
the most popular show you've ever
Yeah, we'd get the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys.
Yeah, we'd get them all.
Hey, Mick in Montclair wants the show to be renamed Fish House Road. Oh, my God, that's the best one yet. Fish House Road.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and P. Jordan in Amsterdam wants it to be called the Don McLean Loving Tribute Hour.
No.
One of these is going to be the name of the show.
No.
Oh, there's only 5 minutes left to get in your $50 pledge and suggest a new name of the show. 800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. Just 5 minutes to go, and then we're going to choose one of these as the name of the show. I will change the name of the show tonight, right after the show, by 7:30 p.m. The show will be renamed, and we will live with that for an hour. So now's
your...
we'll live with... a year?
Yes, a year. Not an hour.
I thought it was 1 hour.
Because there might not be time, I'm going to give the punchline to the riddle right now.
Well, hang on a second. This is a riddle only for people who've pledged.
Only for people who have non-pledgers, please turn down
so
the radio.
So non-pledgers.
20 seconds.
Yeah, non-pledgers, you got to turn off the radio.
Right. Or you can cover your ears and just sing a song to yourself. But here's the riddle. What is the difference between Bonnie and Clyde and a WFMD DJ?
What?
The answer is Bonnie and Clyde were wanted.
Very good.
Thank you very much. That's how professional.
Very good. That would.
Wait, I missed it. He told the punchline?
Yeah, we can't say it again because now the non-pledgers have probably called. They probably turned on the radio.
Was it
again.
A good one?
It was pretty good.
Michelle, I'll tell you after the show.
I'd love that.
Just to make girls laugh. That's why we're in business.
5 minutes to go. $50 or more, you get to choose a new name for the show, and then we're going to randomly choose one, and we will live with it for a year. I thought it was an hour, which is why I agreed to this.
Time moves differently for you.
Tommy from somewhere says 7 Second Weirdo. And David and Cindy from Staten Island want it to be called The Best Show Left on WFMU.
Oh, God, that's pretty awkward.
Yeah.
That's pretty awkward.
Damon from Brooklyn says, Shut up, Shlomo. And, oh, Andy, you're going to have to weigh in on this one. There might be a trademark infringement thing here. Because Devin from Brooklyn wants the show to be called Monk.
That would be we'd probably pretty get, awkward also.
Yeah, we'd get shut down, right? We'd probably
We wouldn't get shut down, but we'd have to begin every week with just explaining what the hell the show was and what it's not.
Well, we'd have to say, welcome to Monk here on WFMU.
Yeah. It would be bad.
The radio stunt program that loves you very much, and now here's your host for Monk, Andy Breckman.
It would be bad.
Oh, just about 3 minutes to go. Get your new name suggestion in. Your pledge for $50 or more makes you eligible, and we will choose one of these names for the name of the show tonight by 7:30. It will be done. By 7:30, the name of the show will be changed on the website. But you got to pledge now at WFMU.org. And 800-989-9368.
Don't you think because I gave so much tonight, I could veto a name maybe? Did I buy that right?
No.
Oh, God.
No, basically we said as long as it's not obscene, you know, as long as you can say it on the air, then we would... All right, phones are ringing. 800-989-9368. The web pledge address is WFMU.org, and in a mere 3 minutes, we're going to be choosing one of these shows. I'm going to ask one of the skeleton crew to come in and randomly choose one of these. Let's review them again. Wait, please tell me,
but people will think it's like a sequel to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, well.
It's just, we imagine that horrible audience we'd get.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
I'll take Cookie's Crumble. I'll take that as a name.
Randy with another suggestion, Andy and Ken's Comedy Slow Show.
God, what have we done?
Dr. Listener Mark, who has helped us out with many episodes. When will you shut up? Or, my God, when will you shut up? Or when will you shut up already? I read all three.
Okay.
I read all three, Mark. He said he would pledge another 50 if I read all three. Polly from Kinnelon, New Jersey, wants it to be called Andy's Butt Munch Banquet.
No!
No!
Yeah, I guess we can't call
no!
it. Yeah,
okay. Oh, my God.
No! Well, I won't be listening.
Adam Bloust out. Adam from Ridgewood wants it to be called Abolition Now. With Ken and Endives. That's great. That's another great idea. Reparations Now. Let's call it that.
Oh, my God. Hey, oh, my God.
Haley from Canada wants it to be called Rat Race 2001.
Oh, God. Rat Race 2001.
Oh, my God. Matthew from Rhinebeck. Welcome to the Masturbatorium.
No.
With Ken and Uncle Andy.
Oh, no. Please.
Oh my God! Apparently, there is a truth to power hour somewhere because people keep saying that. Oh, this person also voted for I Want Kendi.
I love that one.
So there's two votes for I Want Kendi, and this is your last chance. Let's get the final show name suggestions in with your pledge of $50, and then we're going to randomly choose one. Here's the last batch of, Max, Death to America with Ken and Andy.
No.
That's perfect.
No. That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Michelle.
Timothy.
Michelle,
Timothy.
You know you're in trouble when you get this. That's perfect from Michelle.
Timothy wants it to be called Free, Dumb, and Wreck, man.
Who are your listeners? Greg, this is just...
I gotta say I love them.
Greg from Zone 5 says, Real Housewives Recap. And listener Dr. Mark pledged again, and here's his name, Sergeant Bilko. All right, we have 1 minute to go. Oh, last one coming in, and now Big Matty Warwick is going to stay here, Matt.
There's one more.
Mastering Keith from Missouri wants it to be called Nattering Nabobs of Nonsense. One more coming in, and then
that's fantastic. Spiro Agnew.
Big Matty, yeah, William Sapphire's words there.
Yeah.
Let's see here. We got one more coming in, and if it's legible and non-obscene, we're going to include it here, and then Big Matty Warwick is going to choose one. And as soon as the show's over, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
This is incredibly exciting.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, all our phone slaves.
Yeah, and, thank you, Skeleton
all
Crew.
All our pledgers.
Oh, my God. This is a wild card. Holy cow, Andy. Ross threw in a real wild card. He says, Andy gets to pick whatever he wants.
I'll take it.
All right.
You mean that's a choice? That's an option?
That's a choice, yeah. That if that card gets picked, then you get to choose.
I have to choose from our.
No, I think the way I interpreted that is you get to make up any name you want.
I interpret it as that he has to choose one from the name submitted.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Matt. The card is being picked. And the new name of 7 Second Delay.
I don't even want to listen.
The Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Oh,
yay!
The Fuzzy Glove Hour.
It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Signing off. We'll be back next week.
I don't know if we will be back next week.
I think we will. This is WFMU. Coming up next.
At least one of the Fuzzy Gloves will be here.
Coming up next on the 2021 WFMU Fundraising Marathon, it is Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. See you next week. Fuzzy glove number 2.
Wow.
Fuzzy glove. Fuzzy glove number 1.
Take it away, Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Have all of life's joys.
Dime in the pot, boy.
Each and every one lend a helping hand.
25 cents.
Put a nickel in the pot, boy. Boy.
Bring the money in. Bring the money in. We won't have no dough to spend until you bring that money in.
Put a nickel in the pot, boy.
It's true, I've found.
Put a dime in the pot,
but
boy.
But this money's for a real good cause. So
cents.
Everybody stick around.
Not on a quarter.
Bring the money in. Bring the money in. We won't have no dough to spend until you bring that money in.